From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata police want to make the public aware of an online and phone-based fraud circulating in the community. Scams come in many different varieties, they say, and through various sources such as text messages, emails, online ads, direct calls, even a stranger asking to use your cell phone. They generally consist of the perpetrator offering a major prize or gift requiring minor payment and personal information, threatening prosecution for crimes if money's not received, sending an alert that one's social security number has been compromised, offering a home for rent that's not their own, or borrowing your phone to access your money transfer applications or other private data. In order to steal a victim's identity, the scammer will often request the victim to fill out an application divulging personal data and return it via email. The bottom line, say police never give money or personal information to unverified sources. If you think you're the victim of a scam, contact Arcata Police, 707-822-2424. A number of collisions in the area left several people hurt and two people dead on Wednesday. One happened on South 101 north of Bald Hills Road. Single vehicle crash, three persons with moderate injuries there, one person with a minor injury. Also, another crash happened on State Route 299 east of Titlow Hill Road. A single vehicle rollover, one person with major injuries there. And in another crash on State Route 299 west of Willow Creek, a two-vehicle collision. Two people died in that wreck. The victims haven't yet been identified. Well, they were both charged with contempt of court for failing to show on the stand this week, but two witnesses against murder suspect Brian John Leiteritz Jr. have been granted immunity from prosecution for their testimony. Alicia Rose, Leiteritz's former girlfriend, said on the stand the defendant and victim Dylan Liakos had gotten into a fight about a week before an incident at Leiteritz's home in which he stabbed Liakos to death. Terrence Ford, the other witness, drove Liakos to Leiteritz's McKinleyville residence that night to retrieve some of Rose's belongings. What's called Operation Green Wave, snatching up a suspect for illegal pot growing in Humboldt County. This week, teams served up a search warrant on an unpermitted marijuana cultivation site in the Burr Valley area of Highway 36. During the service of the warrant, 42-year-old Zeb Giacomini was located on site tending the grow. He had a permitted cultivation operation on his property, but appeared to have expanded his operation onto a neighboring property. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.